PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by three women from the group Energetic Women. We have Stephanie Menning. She is the Vice President of Gas Services for Midwest Energy Association. Stephanie, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you, Lacey.
It's great to have you. And also we have joining us Rayona Sharpneck. She is the founder and CEO of the Institute for Women's Leadership. Rayona, welcome.
Yeah, great to be here.
It's great to have you. And also joining us is Tori Johnson. She is the Manager of Design Performance at Xcel Energy. Tori, welcome.
Thank you, Lacey.
It's a pleasure to have you all here today. Now, Stephanie, can you please start by telling me a little bit about Energetic Women and what you offer there?
Excellent. Energetic Women was formed back in August of 2007, and our mission is to increase the pool of promotable women in energy operations and engineering. We provide all sorts of services, including website, web forum discussions, book recommendations, and an annual conference that we do every year.
Great. And Stephanie, you're here today to announce that Energetic Women will be hosting the second annual Energetic Women National Conference in June. Please tell me more about that.
I sure will. We've got a beautiful location at the Fire Sky Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. The conference takes place June 16th through the 18th, 2009, and more information can be found at www.energeticwomen.org. Our focus for this conference and for Energetic Women as a whole is to help women take action in their leadership by developing their skills and thereby adding greater value to their companies. Our goal overall is to help attract, retain, and grow leaders for the long-term success of their organizations and for the industry at large.
Great. And now I understand that, Rayona, you will be giving the keynote speech at this year's conference. Can you give us a little bit of a teaser on what you plan on covering?
Sure, be glad to. The keynote is based on my book, Trade Up, 5 Steps for Redesigning Your Leadership and Life from the Inside Out. And the basic premise of the book is that a leader's most important job is to reveal and shift context, starting with their own. So let me say a little bit about how I'm using the word context. If you think about the design of human beings, there's a biological design that maps to every person on the planet. You know, our heads are on top, our feet are on the bottom, and we have arms that stick out at the side. From a standpoint of leadership, we also all have the same fundamental design, and that is that we operate from our context, our belief system, the total of everything that we've ever learned and experienced in our life that constitutes our reality. So you could say that the design of human being is such that the context that we operate from determines our behavior, and our behavior produces result or impact, some of which is desirable and some of which is undesirable. So my talk will be to work with the audience in being able to see and reveal for themselves what is a context, a kind of fundamental belief that I operate from that may be impeding me from optimizing my talent and my leadership effectiveness and therefore my career possibilities going forward.
Great. That sounds like it should be an amazing talk. And now, Tori, I understand that you and Rayona will both be heading up a panel discussion, Employee Resource Group's Best Practices. Can you tell me a little bit about what you and Rayona are planning there?
Sure. An Employee Resource Group are employee networks formed by employees to use their skills, influence, and experience to raise issues of key workplace issues. My own personal involvement is with our Women's Interest Network at Xcel Energy, which is a group that has formed to work on issues that are of interest to women, but really apply to all employees. And there will be 4 companies that will be a part of this panel, each of them with their own internal resource groups. And we want to share our experiences within our own companies and share them with you about what our experience has been with our own internal resource groups.
And Rayona, what do you plan on bringing to that panel?
Well, I think one of the important parts that Tori's pointing at is that these resource groups are a way of forging a community within your organization. And we know that people learn best if they're in a community of practice, if they have the support and collegiality of peers, including people that are reliable for feedback, you know, honest and candid feedback, so that everybody can grow and flourish. And so the women's resource groups, in particular within corporations, are so important for women to have a safe harbor, if you will, to have conversations they wouldn't normally have necessarily out in the hallways. But it's safe and a productive way for them to really take stock of what their leadership gifts are and how can they collectively contribute that to move the organization forward.
Okay, great. And so, Stephanie, can you share what are some of the other activities and panels and attractions going on during the course of the conference?
Well, we've got a lot going on, but I do want to acknowledge Rayona for bringing up that key word of safe, because that is, at our first conference, that was the one takeaway that I received, was that the excitement built around the conference and the energy in this group, no pun intended, was you could really feel it. And that was the one thing that came back, was that they were in a safe environment in which to bounce ideas off of one another, ask questions, and basically share. And we've built out of that network teams where we've paired mentors and mentees or peer-to-peer groups together in order to help facilitate further growth in their leadership. So Energetic Women is a resource. Having said that, our conference is absolutely full of great things, learning and education-wise and network-wise as well. We've got some tours. Southwest Gas is providing a tour of their emergency response training facility. Arizona Public Service is providing a tour of their North Wind facility, which is a innovative centralized heating and cooling system. We also have breakout sessions, and this came as a result of the feedback that we got from our first conference. We had too many breakouts. Everybody couldn't get to all of them that they wanted to go to, and we also were asked to divide them or at least categorize them between emerging and experienced leaders. So we have different breakout sessions for emerging leaders, like the chemistry of influence, the art of persuading up, from Sage Presence, and Negotiating Skills from Chris Emus of NiSource. For the experienced leaders, we have an extremely interesting topic called Social Networks and Organizational Success. That's presented by Janet Prevost of Prevost Associates. She's talking about how it's not a simple, straightforward hierarchy anymore, but business gets done actually by and large by the social networks embedded within your organization. And then following on from that, we have Experienced Leaders Breakout with Larry Johnson from the Johnson Training Group, and he's going to talk about absolute honesty, building a corporate culture that values straight talk and rewards integrity. And then finally, our most popular session from last year was the Energy Leadership Panel Discussion. And from that, we have four extraordinary women leaders within the energy industry: Chris Nichols, Vice President of Engineering from Nicor Gas; Sue McLean, Senior Vice President of Operations from Puget Sound Energy; Patty Richards, Vice President of Technical Service from Atmos Energy; and Anita Romero, Vice President of the Southern Nevada Division with Southwest Gas. So we're looking forward to another awesome experience. For those that were there at the first conference, it is really difficult to describe. Well, Tori, you were there. can you share what it was like?
You know, it was just so inspiring to see so many people there, all with a common goal. And it was just really to share experiences, to help each other, to make connections. Yeah, so it was really quite a wonderful experience.
Definitely sounds like another exciting conference coming up this year in June. And Stephanie, can you go ahead and share once again how people can register?
Sure.
If they'd like to attend.
Sure. Simply go to www.energeticwomen.org. Energetic Women is one word. Or you're welcome also, you can link through it through the MEA website, which is www.midwestenergy.org. Certainly, you can feel free to call me or email me. My phone is 651-289-9600, extension 114, or email at stephm, that's STEPHM, @midwestenergy.org.
All right, great. I have been speaking today with Stephanie Minning, Vice President of Gas Services for Midwest Energy Association, and Rayona Sharpneck, Founder and CEO of the Institute for Women's Leadership, and Tori Johnson, Manager of Design Performance at Xcel Energy. Ladies, thank you all so much for joining me on PR Web Podcast. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to doing so again very soon.
Thanks, Lacey.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.